Hello, friends. Welcome to another program of Two Guys with Heart, with Giff Briner and Dave Colonen. These two fine Christian gentlemen will do their very best to bring encouragement to your faith. We all undergo difficulties throughout our lifetime. How do we respond, and what is the correct direction that we should take? Giff and Dave will give it their best shot to guide our lives through the work and words of Jesus. And now, here they are, Two Guys with Heart.
Hey, good afternoon, friends. It's Giff Briner here, another program of Two Guys with Heart. Me and my very good friend,
Dave Colonen.
Dave, boy, it sure is good to see you, my friend.
I wouldn't have missed it for the world.
Well, I can see how you wouldn't have missed it. You brought a very special guest with you today. And in fact, these two guys is turning into two guys and a gal. Dave, you brought a special guest. Would you introduce her to our listeners, please?
Dana Fields. I don't know. She's been singing since she was a little baby, I guess. She has a lot of years of singing. What? Have you been out of America? She's all in the States.
Everything in the States.
Okay. I have not heard her sing in person. But she is a lovely-looking lady, and we're happy to have her on our program today. Dana, tell us, how did you get into music? And then we'll hear a little bit of, maybe we can play one of your albums on our program today.
I would love that. Well, how did I get into music? Well, my family is a musical family. My father is a pastor. But prior to that, his father is a pastor, and his father is a pastor. So I've grown up in the church all my life, surrounded with music. My father is one of 12, and my grandfather was a United Methodist pastor, and my grandmother was the organist. So if you know anything about the United Methodist Church, they would often travel to different churches. Sounds familiar,
that's
Kip?
That's me, yes.
So you usually didn't stay in one place. Oftentimes you would travel.
Yeah.
So different churches would be so excited when my father's father, when the whole family would show up, because they got 12 kids. The 12 kids are the choir. So you got the pastor, you have the organist, you have the choir. Each one of these children had to sing.
You came to church and you only had 12 people and it was all you. That was still a good crowd.
That was the good choir, right? So I was brought up with having that in mind. We didn't have a choice to sing. It was just something that we did.
Something you did.
It wasn't anything that we were trained to do. It was just a part of life for us. And also on my mom's side of the family, there were a lot of singers.
So are you a songwriter?
Yes, I am. I'm a songwriter.
So the records that you made, or the CDs, some of your songs are all.
Yes, this last project that I did called A Personal Experience, we just released it September the 9th. It went worldwide streaming. And then on September the 10th, we had a release celebration at Christian Life Assembly, which is my home church. And we had a celebration just releasing this project. It took about 3.5 years to get it completed because I'm a wife, I'm a mom, I work full time. But my passion and my heart is in music and in ministry.
Well, it's good to have you today. We always want to share our microphones. We're not greedy people. We don't want to say, hey, this is our program, and we don't allow anybody on it. But we allow everybody and their brother to come and they can share their heart. That's what our program is about. It's heart. If you don't have any heart, you're not going to fit with our program. And I can tell you a lot of heart.
Thank you.
Why don't we hear a little bit about what you're doing? Let's take a few moments. Sing for us, and then we'll talk
to you.
You
want me to sing? Like right now?
Yeah.
What do you want? Oh, you want me to sing off of the project?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Well, the first song on the album is called A Personal Experience. And the project is just that. It is very personal. It's intimate. How God took me through so many different journeys. So the song goes, it's personal. It's personal. Yet I want the world, the universe to know that I love you. And I know it's true, you love me too. 'Cause no one else can do the things you do. You blessed me. Even when I was so undeserving, you never left me. In my darkest hour, your hand held mine and gave me power. Power and strength to overcome and start again. Ooh, it's personal. Is that good?
Wow. I'm shocked that you were willing to sing a cappella all by yourself without music. Everybody wants this big band behind him. I love it when you can understand the words and hear it, everyone. You're great. It's super to know there's somebody out there.
Yes.
Did you write it?
The whole project is a bunch of love songs between me and the
personal.
Lord.
Yeah. You know something? There is a relationship between a person and the Lord that is very personal.
Oh, yeah.
That you kind of touched me with those words because you can't hardly explain it to somebody else. Mm-hmm. It's very personal.
Yeah, it is.
I agree. So I really thank you for that. I see this list of songs that you have created on your own.
Mm-hmm.
It's embarrassing for me to admit, but I don't recognize any of them.
Well, there are a couple that are a couple cover songs. Mm-hmm. And I know you know I Surrender All. That's on track number 7.
Oh, okay.
I combined
the
hymn,
know that one, yes.
I Surrender All, along with Hillsong, The Stand.
Mm-hmm.
So I combine those two because I want to make sure that when people hear the project, they also hear things that are familiar to them.
Yes.
I also have on here In Remembrance of Me, which is also a cover song. It's a beautiful song about communion, mm-hmm. and that's also a cover. And Hungry. Hungry is actually a cover song. It was one of the first worship songs I heard at Christian Life Assembly.
Mm-hmm.
And when I heard it, you know how you hear music as it's done, but then in your head you can start hearing how you hear something different.
Yes, and slightly different to you.
Yes, so if you listen to the original compared to what I've done with it, it's very different. It's definitely personal. I mm-hmm. took liberty.
Mm-hmm.
So,
did you study music yourself, or is this a talent that you absorbed growing up with your family?
Definitely absorbed. I started writing little songs probably in the second grade.
Wow. Yeah. Is that right?
Yeah, if my cousins are listening.
Second grade.
Yeah, if my cousins are listening, it's like, don't leave me, baby, rocking down the block, higher, move back, just different songs. We always were singing. If we weren't singing, we were dancing. If we weren't dancing, we were performing. You know, one of those kids mm-hmm. that do those little talent shows on the side. So I always tell parents, like, when they see their kids being expressive and they're showing their gifts and their talents, they just, it's basically unrefined.
Yes.
Like, don't stifle them.
But encourage just it.
Nurture it, because that's a gift that God has given them. It just needs development.
Yeah. I was in the Couriers for 40 years.
Uh-huh.
And we had a songwriter
mm-hmm.
that we depended on. Neil wrote song after song, and he'd bring them, and we'd put them into the program immediately.
Uh-huh.
He like 60 songs, and some of them became famous and very important to our program.
Yes.
Some songs we sang every night for 1,000 nights in a row.
Mm-hmm.
When you sing for all those years, and it was fun, and we depended on Neil would bring a song, and he'd come sheepishly,
uh-huh.
and he'd say, you know, I wrote a new song, and I'd like to introduce it today, and if you don't like it, please say so. We'll just throw it away and put it in the trash can.
Wow.
When he would say that to us.
You knew it was a hit.
Yeah. When he'd come and say, boy, I have a great new song, and this is going to really be good. You're going to love this one, you know. So. But when he came with, he wasn't sure that we wanted to sing it. Man, we knew we had a powerful song. When you do church concerts.
Yes.
I take it.
Yes. We had our CD release celebration. That was September the 10th. So we did a very large introduction to the community. It was free. It was open to the public and very well received. Yes, I do concerts. I also travel to different churches and supply special music as requested. Just this past Friday, I was a guest vocalist with the Capital Area Music Association, also known as CAMA, and they featured Richard Smallwood, and they had me come as a featured artist, and I was able to sing one of my favorite songs, I Love the Lord. And what I learned even that evening, that was a song that Richard wrote when he was 25 years old.
Wow.
And it just still speaks today.
Can you sing that?
Right now?
You were so brave to think the first one.
I'll do a little bit.
Sure.
Okay.
And you might be familiar with it because it was originally done with the Richard Smallwood Singers, but then was later covered by Whitney Houston when she did The Preacher's Wife. I don't know if you know when they re-released that movie. And it goes, I love the Lord. He heard my cry and pitied every groan. Long as I live, while troubles rise, I'll hasten to his throne.
So what kind of a crowd do you like to sing to? are you into
what
the...
What kind of crowd?
Yeah, are you into the youth, or are you into the young marrieds, or...
I'm into...
Old people like we are.
I'm into heart people.
Okay.
Feeling people. People who... And to me, I don't feel that I want to just focus just on one demographic, but I want to speak to people who are going through, people who are... having a moment and they don't know what to do, people who are seeking. My prayer and my hope is that the project encourage people, that it inspire people, that it would most importantly direct people to Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. But I just want to touch hearts. So it doesn't matter what age, it doesn't matter what demographic, it doesn't matter what denomination. I believe that God has called us to the body. If we're all part of the body, we're supposed to help each other, minister to each other. So to me, it doesn't even matter the crowd. I could be like here, I'm in a radio station and I'm singing. Do I need music? No.
No, you don't.
It's about,
you have the heart.
It's about giving my heart to God. And if he asks me to serve, then I'm willing to serve.
Tell me, Dana, do you speak? You like ladies' conferences and ladies' meetings, or when you go to church, do they ask you to teach the Sunday school because you're a lady and all this?
I have spoken in women's conferences before. I have also spoken in small groups, as well as my husband and I, we used to facilitate marriage groups as well. So, yes, I do.
Are you good at marriage counseling?
Am I good at marriage counseling? Oh, I could tell you some stories. Prayerfully that it will counsel someone. I think more so facilitating and guiding people to start speaking, especially in the area of marriage, mm-hmm. and really start putting proper words to what they're saying, or related to communicating with their spouse or their children. Yeah, I find myself oftentimes, I'm not trying to do it on purpose, but I find myself counseling on a regular basis. I had a chair in my office because I work at Pinnacle Health. I've been there for 13 years, and I used to have a chair in my office, and then everyone would seem to plop down in that chair and then just share. And I said, well, I used to say, oh my gosh, do I have something written over my forehead that everyone's coming to sitting here? But what God made me realize is that there's something that I am supposed to give them, or whether it's an ear, mm-hmm. you know, or whether it's a word. So I what I've learned even in this process of working on this project is being alert and hearing God, because he's speaking in everything. He's speaking in the environment. He's speaking in chance encounters. So I do speak.
Is your husband a part of your ministry? Does he talk and comes to the service and you put him up there to say something?
My husband is more behind the scenes guy, but he does speak well. He is the one that he did all my packaging for this project. He laid it out. He is very instrumental with all of my media material and things like that. And he's a great counselor guiding me along the way, along with a bunch of other folks. Yeah, so he's probably one of my number one supporters, of course.
Well, Dana, I have a question for you now.
Yes.
You really stimulated some thought. We have one of our staff mm-hmm. who is also a counselor. Mm. And I believe that I heard you say you went to school with her once upon a time.
Do
you know a lovely lady named Carla De Jesus?
I do know Carla De Jesus. I didn't go to school with her.
Did you?
But one of my best friends, she's best friends with too. And we started walking together years and years ago.
Yes.
Yes, indeed.
Well, so she's a wonderful lady.
Yes,
And she is a counselor. And
that's
I guess we
right,
should.
Carla. It just hit me. Yes. So Messiah College, we were just talking about that, folks. Yes, my husband is a Messiah College alum. That's right, Carla. I remember now.
Well, now we have to fess up and tell our listeners that there's four people in the studio right now. They know that Dave is here. They know that Dana's here. They know that Kiff is here. Mm-hmm. However, Carla is the engineer who's running this whole thing for us.
Yes, she is.
Carla?
We are fortunate to have a lady of that caliber working here with us.
Yeah, she's fantastic.
So you super ladies have known each other from the past, and you also have similar interest in working for the Lord.
Yes, indeed.
And into the point where you're even counseling other people, where you are both to be commended.
I feel the music in and of itself, I think it counsels. You know, I don't necessarily have to have someone come and sit in my office or anything like that, because that's not the type of work that I'm in. Mm-hmm. But I am into heart work, and I do believe that the music that God has given me speaks to that.
Well, Carla would agree with you. That's fantastic.
Giff and I don't know you all that well, we're meeting you for the first time today. Carla, we know, and so she knows you. Carla, why don't you just say hello and be a part of our program today? We have two guys with heart and two ladies with heart, all right?
That's a good idea. I think we should hear from Carla and allow her to tell us her experiences with her friend.
Come on, Carla.
Come on, Carla.
Hi, Dana.
Hi, Carla.
I am so pleased that Dave and Giff have you in the studio today.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
I can say to the audience that I know of your life. I sing your praises. I love this project that
you have just
completed. I love absolutely that you, I told Debbie once, our common friend, her name is Debbie.
My girlfriend Debbie.
I told her that I love it when you put in the rhythm and blues and you sing from that soulish part of your heart. And I think that the audience would like to hear a little bit about that soulish part of your heart. Mm. You know, because we bring to our music a little bit of us, whoever we are singing. Mm-hmm. And in the African-American community, we talk about the soul that comes into the music aspect of it. Can you just talk a little bit about how God ministers through your music from your soul and from your experiences?
From my soul and from my experiences. Let me tell you. I hear Dave laughing because he's like, well, that's a pretty deep question. Well, I think we need to be transparent. And in transparency, and it's sometimes hard to be transparent because we are always so concerned about appearances for appearance sake, you know, nor do we want to let other people know what's going on with us at times, when in actuality, our problems are a platform for ministry. And I think that in order for me to get to where I got to, God had to take me through some stuff in order to get there, to touch my heart and touch my soul, and then also take me through a journey to really understand that, was this just for me? I thought this whole project, a lot of these songs, was just for me, birthed out of devotion, birthed out of conversations that I had with God going to work, or just trial and circumstance. So to reach my soul, I had to go through a breaking, and along this breaking, he restored me. He restored me to beyond what I was before. And he made me stronger than I was before and more confident than what I was before. So when that hence brings forth the soul in the music, if you listen to the project, it's rather eclectic. There are some beautiful ballads, very soul-stirring soul songs, such as Midnight Song, Midnight Song, if you listen to that, I don't know, it definitely, there's a lot of blues, a lot of jazz, a lot of soul in that. But then you also have like a song like Mercy and Grace. And just to let y'all know, because many of you have already heard some of my testimony, but Mercy and Grace was built out of, or birthed out of, me and my husband having intense fellowship one day.
Intense fellowship.
Intense fellowship. And basically, the intense fellowship didn't last long, but the feeling afterwards was still there. And I had to take that to God and say, you know what, Lord, I don't want to carry this. We both forgave each other. We're moving on. But why do I still feel this way? So I got down on the piano and I don't play, but I tinker. And Mercy and Grace came out. So there's definitely a lot of influences from different areas where I've been, different churches, contemporary Christian, gospel, soul, even some neo soul, the jazz. I think it's a very eclectic project.
I think that the project did well for what I love about your voice. And so I appreciate it, and I thank you for being here. And I like what you just shared about your soul and the music, because music for me is transformative. This year was the first time I got to hear Dave Colonin and his group.
What?
And he gave a message that particular morning, and he talked about, Dave is 80, whether you know it or not, he doesn't look it at all. But he talked about how God, how you at that age, you don't know that you're still relevant. But that morning, I had never heard them before. Mm-hmm. But I could have closed my eyes and I would have sworn that I was listening to a group that was in their 20s.
Yes.
And the music that morning definitely was transformative for me.
Yes.
And so I just want to encourage you.
Thank
I'm going
you.
To hand the mic back over to Dave. But I want to encourage you because your
Thank
music
you.
Is transformative.
Thank you. Thank you so much for that word. I'm
great.
Encouraged.
That's great. Thank you, Carla. It's fun to have Carla as a part of our station. She's always a happy, smiling.
She's a beautiful person.
Yeah, she is.
She really is.
I quite agree. And she's a very hard, dedicated worker. Yep, she's always producing.
Yep, wonderful.
A great lady.
I'm happy We're to see her
to
here.
Her.
we have a... This is how much time do we have?
2 minutes.
2 minutes. Okay. How you solicit where you're going to go to sing? Did churches call you or?
Lately, right now, a lot of churches are calling me, but I'm growing and learning how to start asking. And when I say growing, it has me out of my comfort zone. But right now, those who are interested in wanting to learn more about the music, the ministry, they could follow me. On social media, such as Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, at Real Dana Fields. Also, I have a website, which is www.danafields.com. They can reach me there. We are talking right now about trying to do some small tours, trying to reach out to other folks. Right now, we have a song out there called Simply Because, and it's featuring Adam Brock from American Idol. And it's doing very, very well on the digital media trackers. As of last Saturday, the top 50, we are number 27. So I look forward to having that song yes. played with you wow. today as well. But it's called Simply Because. Yeah, so I'm really excited to see what God is doing. He definitely is my executive producer. He is leading the way, and we're just trying to be obedient and follow him.
We have about a minute left. Give what's in your heart today, now that you've met Dana Fields.
Yes, I am impressed.
Somebody will say, Dave, what do you think about Dana Fields?
You have brought us some quality guests in the past, and you've always done a fantastic job, and even the worst one was excellent. But the Dana Fields is going to be tough to beat. This lady is top shelf. She's top caliber. And she has spread words of inspiration. And I would like to be able to purchase one of her CDs. In fact, we're not allowed to have commercials here, but I'm allowed to say I like your music.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
You're quite a talented lady, Dana. And you know something? May I step out in the limb and ask you if you could come back again real soon?
Like absolutely.
How about tomorrow?
What? I would love to join you.
Thank you very much. I'm looking forward to it. And to our listeners out there, we hope that you will pay credence to this fine, lovely lady who has dedicated a major segment of her life to inspiring others through the word of Jesus Christ, our risen Savior. Thank you, and bye-bye for now.
Thank you for having
bye-bye.
Me.
Bye-bye. See you later. Don't miss it tomorrow.